And we are joined by the Sabres television analyst, Brian Duff, an old buddy of mine from way back in the day. Duffer, how are you, buddy?
20 years older than when we first got together, I think.
Yes, I've got the gray hair that reminds me of it right here, so I can
appreciate it. Yeah, that's a lot more than I got.
Fair enough. Hey, so talk to me about this Sabres team, because you look at the numbers, and obviously just one win in seven games so far this year, but, you know, there's been a lot of these that they've been right there, losing either in a shootout, in overtime, one-goal games. It feels almost a little deceptive about this team so far.
Well, they're a hard team to read. I'm not sure, you know, how high the expectation level was coming out of the blocks, just because there's so many new faces and new coaching staff and all the rest of it. But what you would have liked to have had carry over from last year would have been the number one power play. And until the last game against Vegas, when they erupted for three, it's been really quiet. So the margin for error is thin when you're not scoring much 5-on-5 and the special teams aren't helping the cause. And, of course, the biggest story is the number of shorthanded goals they've given up already. A league worst, and it was an epidemic through the first four games, but you know, they've given up five in total, which is still, you know, obviously it's the worst in the league. They've only played seven games. They only gave up four shorties all of last year. And, you know, so they've been crippling at times. And so those moments within the game have really taken away from anything, you know, that they might be doing positively overall.
Expectations on a team are always interesting. Jack Eichel signs a big contract, lots of expectations for him. Evander Kane had an interesting summer when he was out here in Vancouver. Interviews out here seemed to be a sort of a different flow about how he was going to approach this season. Talk about those two players and the expectations, and have they met them so far?
Well, they've exceeded them, I think. I mean, with Jack, it's hard to put a number on it, so that might be a hard statement to make. But, I mean, anytime you're over a point a game in the NHL nowadays, I think you're in good company. And certainly, you know, going into tonight tied for top 15 in league scoring, you know, it's probably right where he should be. Kane is higher than that as far as exceeding expectations, just because he's, you know, he's been a goal scorer, but not always a huge point producer. So the fact that he's leading the group right now, he's a beneficiary of obviously playing with Eichel. Pominville was a nice fit when the trio came together at the start of the year. Then they had to break it up a little bit just to try to, you know, get some balance. Evander's been given more opportunity. He's been lauded by Coach Phil Housley for, you know, like Phil came in and tried to give everybody a clean slate and said, oh, look, I don't care about what anybody's done in the past. We move forward from this day on. And, you know, to that end, Evander's worn an A a few times and has certainly appeared to be more of a leader when it comes to practice and things like that. So
is that a bit surprising?
It's a big year. Yeah, sure it is. It's a big year for Evander, obviously. So he knows what's at stake contractually. And he's probably meeting his own expectations right now, I would think.
We're talking to Brian Duff this morning, looking ahead to the Sabres and Canucks here on Sportsnet 650. Duffer, talk to me about Robin Lehner. Probably not the start he would envision. It's not that it's been horrible, but I think he'd like to get that goals against average down. I think he'd like to get that save percentage up. They turned the page on Anders Nilsson, who ultimately landed here in Vancouver. What did you see in Anders Nilsson as a goaltender during his time in Buffalo last year?
Well, we've gone through so many in the last few years on short-term deals that I don't think anybody ever anticipated that Nilsson would necessarily stay all that long. So I thought Anders played well. He was certainly a pleasure to deal with, you know, but kind of fits into that group of guys that we've seen here in the last 5 years. And, you know, Lehner obviously was acquired by former GM Tim Murray, and it was a first-round pick to bring him from the Ottawa organization. And, you know, save percentage-wise, his first 2 years when he played, obviously the first year was injury plagued. You know, he's been right up there among the, you know, the top 10 in the league. But this year, it's hard to really look at the goaltending. And when you're in this small of a sample size, it's not unlike pitching. I mean, you're just going to have inflated numbers until you have a couple of steady weeks where the team plays typical NHL type games, which are 3-2, 3-2, 3-2. So, you know, I mean, you think of all those shorthanded goals. I mean, the way those chances were created and odd man rushes and breakaways, you're not going to sit here blaming the goaltending for the most part. So, I mean, Chad Johnson, who is, I would say, likely to start tonight based on the fact he just left the ice first and Lehner was under the weather yesterday, but he's out here practicing now. I mean, Johnson's numbers are far worse than Lehner's at this point in time, and I don't think anybody's ripping on Johnson. for poor play. So it's definitely a team problem that has led to these goaltender numbers the way they are.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Great to talk to you, and great gets a little insight into what the Canucks will face tonight. And their power play and penalty kill hasn't been that great either, so it's going to be a fun night.
Should be. Thanks, guys.